Okay, today's Nida on Daf Zayin. We are on the bottom of Vav and Beis. We're in the last skinny line where it says Tanan Hasam. Today's Daf, Lord Lulam Mishmas, David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai, and also for Binyamin ben Mordechai, Neshamos Shavalios. Here we go. Since I'm not sure what this is doing here really, I think it's here because since we mentioned yesterday about Challah, about Todah, so that we have a similar question about Challah. What's challah? Challah is really truma. It's a form of truma. Whenever you bake dough, you have to give a piece and give it to the kohen. Piece of the part of the dough and give it to the kohen. Okay? Now, truma that's tameh, you can't eat. Challah that's tameh, you also can't eat. Right? So here we go. Tanan hasam. We learned over there. Over where? In Masechta Challah, which is a Masechta all about challah. It says over there, Nolad lasafik tumah. Is the suffix tumma now on the challah? Right? Suffix is a suffix if a sheretz touched it or a dead body. Suffix is a suffix. Achlo galgala, before you made it into dough, right? Before you made it into dough, before you kneaded it into dough or rolled it into it's already dough. You rolled it into a form. Before you did that, taaseh b'tumma. You could do it in tumma. You could do it in tumma. So you can keep on going. You can even make it for sure. Vada tamei. What's going on? Says Rashi. Tase betuma. Im yirtze. If you want, yitamena biyad. You can make it beferish tamei. Why? To sov sov chala safiki. Flotochal. It's not going to be eaten anyway. Anyway, you can't eat it. Because it's a safik tuma. So you can go get some tamei person. You know what? You finish up rolling this dough. No one can eat it anyway. What are you rolling it for? Not sure. Kishagilgala, but once it's already been formed into doughs, tasebet tahira. You must do it in tahira. Why? I suffik tuma. Says Rashi. Last Rashi on the page. Bekalim tahorim. You have to use tar kalim. Val titame biyad. You can't make it tame biyad. You can't. Why not? Afal pi. The sof sof. Tulsa. Asura. Asura, even though it's asur anyway, it's asur to eat anyway because it's a suffix, you still can't use tamei kelim. Why? Asur latame biyad. You can't make it mamish tamei biyad. Hovel, since v'nigmara malachta l'chala, since already the end result, the end malacha of making chala has taken place, you've already formed the doughs. Also, ligram lotuma yivados. You can't cause vaday toma to challah. You're not allowed to do that. As long as it's not challah yet, and now the suffix grew, right? The suffix of a dead body fell into the dough, so you can make it tummy. Why? It's not challah yet. What is it? Dough. Dough's not challah. Once you form it ready into challahs, now it's already gemar malacha. You can't make tuma, and now the suffix happens. You can't make tuma b'yadayim. You can't do that. Okay? It says, I give you the guard, my truma, v'darshinan b'b'choros, shtei trumas amashma, tahoro tluya. There are two kinds of truma, tar truma, and suffik truma. Suffik truma, you also can't make tamei. V'amar kura, shoma, Torah says, watch it. Okay? What does that have to do with anything we did yesterday? I don't know. So for nothing. It has to do with truma and challah, but that's not really connected. Anyway, so you hear what's going? Now the Gemara explains itself. Ad shalod gilgala, until you formed it into dough, into chalas, taseh b'tuma. You can make it into tuma. You can make it tuma vada. You know why? Because chulin inu. It's chulin. Mutter ligrom tuma lechulin. Jared as well. You're allowed to make chulin into truma, into tuma. You're allowed to do that. I don't know why you'd want to do that. You're allowed to do that.
Isn't it tevel?
No. What?
Wouldn't it be tevel?
No, it doesn't have the status of tevel.
And if you don't take, you can't take challah from it.
What?
You can't take challah from it because it's tameh. But so you can't eat it because it's tevel.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. Challah doesn't work like that. Challah doesn't work like that. That tevel until you mafresh it, you can't touch it. Doesn't work like that. Do what?
Tevel's a chashash. You did it not.
Right.
Tevel is just the truth.
Toh doesn't work like toh.
Yeah,
do doesn't work that way. Anyway, you hear this? Oh, it's there. No isser making your chicken on your plate tummy. No isser doing that. No isser. Some of it, no isser making your dough tummy. However, Mishagilgala, once already you formed it, Tasa true Tahora, Tasa Torah. Then you only, and now something happened. You have to continue in Tahira. Why? Chulin hatibulin lechala kechala dami. It's chulin hatibulin lechala, right? It's chulin that has become tevel, right? Why has it become tevel? Because you already have the ability to be mafresh the chala. It kechala dami. It's like chala. The asu ligrom tuma lechala. You can't cause tuma to chala. Now, I didn't mafresh chala.
Right.
I didn't do that. However, I've done everything but that. So therefore, it's already like chala, and therefore it's tummy. Therefore, I can't cause tuma vadai. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Now, Tana, we learned in our Mishnah, we looked at a Brisa, the Achalasa Tuluya, that a woman, that in this state, she's a Safek Tuma, the Achalasa, this Chala, that's a Safek, Tuluya, it's hanged, Lo Achlin, you can't eat it, Velor Sofrin, and you don't have to burn it. Be'ez a Safek Amri, what kind of Safek? It's Safek Chala. It's a Safek Chala. My Safek Chala, what does that mean? Abaya v'rava d'amri t'avayu, shelo tomar b'hochachos shaninu, don't say that we're talking about an equal Safek, right? Kemo, for example, shnei shevilin, like two paths, the dead body under one path. I don't know which path I walked on, I forgot. So it's a Safek. That's not kind of Safek we're talking about. The Hasam, Chulin, Greda, Namim Bitamo. But Kabi Chulin would be the same problem. Ella, Benishan. It's a case of leaning. What's a case of leaning? Let's talk about that in a minute. Ditnan. Because we went to the Mishnah. Zav, Vitahar. You have a Zav and a Tahar person. Sheparkun, Min, Hachamor. They're unloading the packages from a donkey. Now, what's the problem with that? No problem at all. A Zav and a regular... Now, the Zav can't touch the regular guy. Because if he touches it, he makes him tummy. And they also can't hold a package together. Okay? So the Zav's taking packages off, and you're taking packages off. Zav, Tar, Shah, Yeparkim, and Achamar, O, Tot. Or the loading packages. Either way. Bisman, Shemaso, and Kaved, tummy. If the loads are very heavy, then you're tummy.
What? Even though you can do it together.
Because Rashi says, Tamei, Deshema, maybe, Mitoch Kovid Hamasa, because the load was so heavy, Nishan Al Zav Al Hatar, the Zav leaned on the Tar guy, Vinimtza Tar Mesito Otar Nisit Alav, and either he moved the Zav, or the Zav moved him.
Right.
Either way, they touched each other. Right? Dichsiv Besar Bemerkav Hazav, Vanosi Osam, Vekol Shkein, Zav Baatzmo. Right? The Zav himself for sure. Now back to the Gemara. Masan Kal, if it was light loads, it was tissues and things like that, Tahar. Then you Tahar. Why you Tahar? I didn't touch him. And there's no suffix. Maybe I leaned on him. I didn't lean on him. It was very light loads. I didn't need his support at all. Vikulan Taharin Livnei Hachneses. Right? And it's all Tahar regarding the Bnei Hachneses. What is the Bnei Hachneses? Says Rashi, Kulan Tar Levnei Hachneses, Ochlin Chulin B'Tahira. They eat Chulin B'Tahira. They treat Chulin as if it's Kudshim or Truma, and they eat everything B'Tahira. She'ein Zeh Hesed Gomer. It's not really Hesed. V'chol Shkein She'Safeku. And it's only a Safek also. So to be so Machmir, that far we don't take it. If a guy tries to eat Chulin B'Tahira, And he was helping a Zav unload the packages, he can eat Chulin B'Tahira. We don't say Yitame. Okay? Utame in L'Truma, but Yitame regarding real Truma.
Yeah.
Regarding real Truma, Yitame. Why? Because perhaps you and the Zav touched each other when you were loading packages that were heavy. You leaned on each other. So Vitame L'Truma, Vitolin Hatoblin L'Chala, V'Chulin Hatavulin L'Chala, Kechala dami. And chulin that is in the stage of chala is treated as if it's chala. Okay? So, yeah.
What does that add
Oh, I'm sorry. I stopped at the wrong place. I'm sorry. Utamei in l'truma, and you're tamei for truma. Stop, period. End of discussion. Okay?
No, you stopped the right place.
No, I didn't. I stopped the right place. That's it. So, therefore, even though it's a suffix, you're still tamei for truma. Now the Gemara says, V'chulin hatibulin l'chala k'chala dami? Is that true? That chulin that's been prepared for chala, all the dough has been formed, has the status of chala? Is that true? V'atanya, isha she tovelet yom. If a woman is a tovelet yom, what's a tovelet yom? She's tamei for some reason, and what? She's tamei for some reason, and she went to the mikvah already, and then she's waiting for nightfall, so she's like a little bit tamei and a little bit tar. She's tamei. She has the status of a sheni. She has the status of a sheni.
No,
so if she taught...
She didn't go to mikvah yet.
Yes, she did.
No, Harav Shemesh is the one who did.
Same thing. So she went to mikvah ready, and she's waiting for nightfall. Once nightfall comes, she's mamish tar. Now, she has the status of a sheni. So if she touches an apple, a regular apple, nothing happens to the apple. If it's a truma apple, it becomes a shlishi, and kajim can become even a revi. Right? So, isha shati tevelas yom, Lasha Esa Itza, she's kneading dough. Vikatza Haimenu Chalasa. And she takes off a little bit of the chala. Umanichasa Bikifisha Oba Anchusa. And she puts it in on some kind of keli. Uma Kefes, and she also does something, I don't know what. Vikara La Shame, and she can call it a shame. She could say, this is chala. She could do that. Mibnei Shehu Shlishi. Vishlishi tar b'chulin. Because what is chala? She's a sheni. So when she touches the chala, she makes it into a shlishi. But 1 minute. Didn't we just say a second ago that that's treated as truma? If it's treated as truma, it should be a shlishi. We don't say that. We say it's tahar. Doesn't make sense. Right? So look at the Rashi. The Rashi of the kotzel l'chala. You see the Rashi kotzel l'chala? Rashi says like this. What's she doing? She's kneading dough. What is dough? The dough has chulin. It's chulin. So the dough for sure remains tahar. No question about it. She's only a tevel yom. She's only tovelas yom. She's only a sheni. The sheni has no power to make chulin tame. Now, we just said, now Rashi explains, shekol zman shelo kara shem aleha, as long as he didn't declare this chala, harehi kechulin. It has the status of chulin. Right? It's just dough. That's all it is dough. Dough's chulin. V'tvul yom dino kesheni. A tvul yom is a sheni. V'eina osa shlishi b'chulin. She can't make a shlishi by chulin. U'kishehu kotza, and when she cuts off some chala, to make chala out of it, to give it to the kohen, lo kara lo shame. She doesn't call it anything. She doesn't call it chala. So it's not chala yet. Until you call it chala. What is it? It's potential chala. Ella rather, minichasa lechala, she puts the chala, bekfifa obash oba anchusa, in some kind of keli. Heim keli, these are kelim, she ain't lehem base kibel. They have no base kibel. They're just like a plate. Kigon, nesarim, like a board, vein makabal tumma. Those plates are also not makabal tumma. Because they're kelim that don't have a receptacle cannot be makabal tumma. So, the Ashtricha Rabban and Hani, Mishom Hekera. This is for a hacker. Shlotiga ba shuv, Me'achah Shekara L'Hashem. Once she calls it a chulin, once she calls it chala, now she can't touch it. Once she touches it now, she'll make it into a shlishi. Right? She can't touch it. Once she says, oh, that's chala right there, she can't touch it. She can make it chala, form it, and then designate it, as long as she doesn't touch it. Why? Because beforehand it was only chulin. Then it turns into chala. So she doesn't touch it. She's safe. Make sense? Right? Okay, fine. Back to the Gemara. Now, the E Amrit, if you tell me, Chulin Hatibulin L'Chala, it's Kechala Dami, 1 minute. If it's already Chala at the stage where it's only being formed, then what kind of Gemara is this? Ha Tam Sinhu, Ha Tam Misna, she makes it Tame. How does she make it Tame? By forming it. If you're telling me the Chulin that's being formed as a status of Chala, that when she's forming it, she makes it into challah. So it doesn't make sense. Right? You got that question? Amar Abaya's answer is, no. Kol shevadai mitame chulin, If a vadai is metame chulin, gazru al sveko mishum chulin tivulin lechala. Now, if it's a vadai, if it's vadai metame chulin, for example, a sheretz, when we have a suffik, if the sheretz touched the chala. That's how we started this gemara. We had a suffik. Did the sheretz touch the chala? Right? What do we say? We said, because of a suffik, what? What? No. We started off the daf, tanan, hasam, no lad la suffik tumah. A suffik tumah happened. What kind of suffik tumah? A sheretz came. A sheretz fell, we're not exactly sure where it fell. Did it touch the challah? Did it not touch the challah? Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. So it's a suffik. So what do we say? If she didn't form the dough yet, it's not a problem. But if she formed the dough already, it's a big problem. What's the problem? What's the problem? You know, you have to use tahira. And then we said, it's a problem. It's a suffik if it's... Why? Because chulin going to be made into challah is already special. Right? Remember we said that? 1 second. They're not going to tefil yom. How could a tefil yom make challah? How could she do that? We have brought a bride, so she could do that. She could bake challah, as long as she calls it challah when she stops touching it. Why? Because it's only chulin. But we just said a second ago that chulin that's being made into challah is also a problem. So it's a stira. Says Abaye, no, you're missing the whole boat.
I would never thought it was like that. I always thought a tefil yom is in a status that's a separate meal for now. You're not done, but you can't do anything yet.
But she's a sheni.
No, I said it, but I always thought she couldn't impart, or he couldn't impart any other
tumah. Oh, so if it's the status of a sheni. So a sheni can impart tumah to truma.
But he can't do it to truma, kachum, and everything else.
Correct, but not the chulin. So what's the heter? Do you have a tefillah and trust to bake challah? Bake the challah, no problem, because it's chulin. Then set aside the challah, don't call a challah. Set aside the challah, then when it's over there in the other end of the room, then call a challah. That you can do. They didn't touch it anymore. Now it's challah. But 1 second, didn't we just say a minute ago that dough that you're working on is also a challah?
Right.
So what's going on here? Says Abaye, no. Kol shavadai betame chulin. If the sheretz for sure fell here, it's a suffix if the sheretz fell here, but if his vadai fell here, does it make chulin tame? Yes! Helchus tumav, sheretz makes anything tame. Anything it touches. A dead body makes challah, makes dough. Chulin do tame. It's a vadai. However, so then gazir al sveko mishum chulin tibul mechala. So we made a gzira if it's a suffik. Had it been a vadai, it for sure would become tame. This dough. It's a suffik. So mi suffik, since it's a suffik, we don't know what to do. So we'll go there on the challah, on the dough, even though it's not challah yet.
So why are we taking the worst case scenario to the best case scenario?
One second, that's what Abaye said. That's why in the case that we start off the daf with, when there was a suffix, what happened? What do we say? We treat the challah, we treat the dough as if it's challah. Why? It's a gzera. Because if there'd be real tummy here, everything would be tummy. If there was a real dead body here, everything would be tummy. Right? We're not sure he was dead or alive, and then he died an hour later. But we're not sure at this moment, was he dead or not? Really, if he would have been really dead, then don't question everything's tummy. Since it's a suffix, we're going to be machmir and say that the chulin, the dough, has the status of challah. You hear that distinction?
What do you gain by that?
We don't gain anything. We made a chum. We made a gzera. So therefore, the dough had the status of challah, and now it's suffik challah that you can't touch. You can't eat it and you can't burn it.
It's not a suffik challah. You're saying it's challah.
It's suffik. It's challah, but it's a suffik if it's tummy. It's a suffik if it's tummy. But a tful, you got that distinction? But a tful yom who's kneading dough, go knead the dough all you want, and then just call it challah, don't touch it anymore.
Right.
What's up with that? The answer is, hi, tful yom. Here we have a tful yom. Kivin delo metame vadai chulin, she can never make chulin tame, a tful yom. A tful yom can't do that. Therefore, lo gazra la bishav chulin hat tibulim lechala, we don't make the gzera on chulin. That chulin, the dough that you're needing, has a status already of challah. We don't say that. Okay? Says the Gemara, 1 second. Tell me we don't say that? We do say that. You know when we say that? It's called a nida. Vaha me'es le'es sheb'nida. But when we backdate Anidas Tuma, Shevadai Metame Chulin, had we known for sure that she was Tame, anything she touched would be Vadai. No question about it. We don't make tuma into a suffix like this. That we said yesterday that there's no such thing. Nida cannot make chulin tame, even if you treat it as chulin, as truma. It's crazy. We said, let's back up. Again, what are you saying over here? A woman is baking challah. A regular woman, a regular housewife is baking challah. Boom, a sheretz falls. She's not sure where it fell. If it fell on the dough, what's the story? Tameh. It's a suffek. Says the Gemara, Wamachmir, and since if it would have been a vadai fall, it would vadai be tameh. Therefore, we're machmir, and we're saying that the challah, the dough that's going to be challah, is already like challah, and therefore it's a suffek. You can't eat it, you can't burn it. Tuma. A tvil yom, who is half tameh, half tahar. She has the status of a sheni. She's baking challah. What did we say? She can make all the challah she wants, but she can't call it challah till she stops touching it. Why? Because she doesn't make chul and tameh. She doesn't make chul and tameh. Now, what about Anida? Anida that we backdate, right? If she'd be a vadai, it would for sure be tameh. Right. But it's a safek, and yet we don't make the chul and tameh. As we said, v'lo chul and shenasa al tahiras truma. We don't make that chul and tameh. We don't say, oh, it's like truma. We don't do that. Even if you're somebody who only eats chulin as if it's truma. Even if you're some special person like that, that only eats chulin as if it's truma, we still don't do it. So why don't we do it? If it would be a vada, it would become tameh. So Gemara says, hasam lo pasicha behu truma. Because over there, there is no truma. There's no truma. It's pure chulin. You happen to have a chumra that you eat chulin as if it's truma. But it's not truma. Hacha over here, pasicha behu truma. It really is truma. The challah really is truma. So therefore, the gzeira makes a lot of sense. That's one answer. The Ibai Sam, another answer, Hamach me eis leis rabbanon. That's a dinder rabbanon. The fact that we backed it, it's only dinder rabbanon. So on dinder rabbanon, we don't make such a gzeira. Fine. That was hard. Okay, next Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, remember this, this is going to come for the next 5 days. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Horkanus, his name is. He says, Arba Noshim, four women, Daya Shaitan. Even if you want to hold like Hillel and backdate Tuma, there are four women that you never backdate Tuma. Who are those four women? Besula, a Besula, right? Meuberes, a pregnant woman. Menika, a nursing woman, and Zakena, an old woman. What's up with these four women? These four women are not normally ever, do they never show blood? So therefore,
it means before the puberty.
That's what it means. We're going to get to that. We're going to have a little slight difference in a basula here and a katana. We'll get into that. That's later in the week. So you hear? These four women are not normally prone to see dam. So if they do, what do you mean it was really brewing? They're not prone to see. So we don't go backwards. Daya shaitan only right now. These four women. Okay? Fine. Amar of Yeshua, ani lo shamati ela basula. I didn't hear that. I only heard about a basula such halacha. Aval halacha k'Rebi Eliezer. Even though the halacha is still like Rabbi Eliezer. Ezehi basula. What does a basula mean? It means kol shalaros adam miyameha. She never saw dam before. Af al pi shenesua. This is a hard one. Even if she's married, so there's such a thing called dam basulim. That we're not talking about that. She could be 5 years old. So she has no basulim because she had relations with her husband. She's not a dam nidi yet. 25 years old. So such a girl, is that's what a basula means. Basula means she never saw dam yet. So it means a girl who never reached puberty. That's what it means. Even if she, Rashi says, no, Rashi doesn't say. Mu'uberes. What does a mu'uberes mean? The Gemara says something very controversial. The Mishnah is very controversial. Kishiyodea ubra. When she knows she's pregnant. So what do you mean? What if she doesn't know she's pregnant? Most women don't know the day they're pregnant. They don't know they're pregnant, right? They don't know. Most of them don't know. So the Mishnah says when she knows. When does she know? After a few months, right? So there's a whole tumult in the Achronim. Rav Moshe has a truth about this. Rav Moshe says, I think Bizman is there, that there's no more dam even the minute she becomes pregnant. Either she doesn't know. Mishnah Ativim, he says, it's a complicated sugya over here about the pregnant woman. Menika, what's a menika? Ad shetigmal hazbana, until she stops nursing. Nasna bana lemenika, gam lasso. What if she gives the baby to someone else to nurse? Oh, mace, or nebuch, the baby died. So Meir Omer, mitam mace, lace. So then you go back, because she's not nursing. Chom omrim, dayashaita. It's still dayashaita. What's up with this machlokas? We'll get to it in the Gemara. The Ezu Zikna, what's an old lady? Kal she'avru olav shalosh onos. 3 months went by. Samach leziknasa, next to being old. Doesn't mean that some 30-year-old woman, for whatever reason, didn't sit down for 3 months. That's not what we're talking about. So and someone who was elderly. Not elderly. Older.
Menopause.
Right.
What if you medically induce not to get a period for 3 months?
So we'll get, that's a whole, all these are shilas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, well, call Isha, she'avru aleha shalosh onos, any woman who goes 3 months without seeing any dam, reverts back to dayashaita. Right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Muberes umenika, a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, she'avru alehen shalosh onos, that 3 months go by, dayashaitan. Ubameh omar dayashaita, when do I say dayashaita? Beria Rishona, the first time. Avol b'shnia, but in the second time already, mitami le'eth la'eth, it goes backwards, eith la'eth. V'im rasa ha'rishona me ones, and if the first time was an ones, I don't know what the ones means, you know, she jumped or something. Av ha'shnia, dayashaita. Then the second one is also dayashaita. Fine. Now, what happened in this Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer said there are 4 women that are dayashaita. Rabbi Yeshua said, but I only heard one. I only heard one. So, Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, Ata lo shamata, you say you didn't hear. You say you didn't hear. Ani shamati, I heard. I heard. Ata lo shamata ela achas. You only heard one. Vani shamati harpe, I heard many. Right? I heard many women.
Four.
I heard 4. You heard only one. I heard, first of all, you didn't hear, I heard. You heard one, I heard 4. Why do I say it twice? You heard nothing. I heard one. You heard it. Why do I say it twice? So the Pischenida explains, first of all, Rabbi Eliezer is known as the one throughout Shas who never said over anything he didn't hear from his Rebbeim. So that's what he's telling Rabbi Yeshua. First of all, you make up your own stories. So the fact that you heard only one is irrelevant to me. Not only that, the fact that you didn't hear is irrelevant. And not only that, even if you did hear, you heard wrong, because I heard, always say everything from my Rebbe, so I'm more right than you. Ein omrim l'misha l'roa t'chodesh yov aviyad el l'misha roa, says Rabbi Eliezer. Who gives aids on chidesh t'chodesh? Somebody who saw the moon, or someone who didn't see the moon? So who's more reliable? Someone who heard or someone who didn't hear? I'm more reliable. Now listen to this. Call Yamav Shel Rabbi Eliezer. All the years of Rabbi Eliezer, Hayosin Rabbi Yoshua. He paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. Right? Why? Why did he paskin Rabbi Yoshua? All the years of Rabbi Eliezer, he paskin. Sorry, like Rabbi Yoshua. Why?
Because we have the same Rabbi.
What? La'achar pitirasa Shel Rabbi Eliezer. Once Rabbi Eliezer died. Hichzer Rabbi Yoshua as a davar liyoshan Rabbi Eliezer. Then Rabbi Yoshua was makbid to pass on Rabbi Eliezer. What's going on here? So the Gemara explains. Bechayav, my time alo. How come when he was alive not? Mishum, the Rabbi Eliezer, shamuti hu. Rabbi Eliezer was a shamuti. What's a shamuti? It's a machlokas. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Shamuti, Lashon Shamta. He's put in Cherim. Shahare Barchohu. They put him in Cherim. Kedamrin Bizabazov. It's the Gemara with the Tanash and Achsenai. Hildachlov Din and Kevasek Bachmanesa. They never hold like him. Tosva says,
they
put Rabbi Eliezer in Cherim. Rabbi Eliezer. No, that's not, that's not the case. That's Elisha, but that's someone else.
No, no. Who was the one who they stopped mentioning his name? That was Rabbi Mayer? No.
It's not him. It's not him.
Sorry.
No. So. Tosva says, Pirish Rashi, Shebrocheu. They put him in Cherim. Says Tosva, it's Vikasha. It doesn't make any sense. Tosva says that he was called a Shamuti because he was a Talmud of Shammai. He was from the house of Shammai, and therefore he was called Shamuti. It's a machlokas, it's Rashi and Tosfos. We all think it means Shamuti. Well, Rashi didn't say that.
I said, but that's how he passes.
1 second.
He's always more machlokas, always right.
So Rabbi Yeshua didn't want to pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, or maybe Rabbi Eliezer didn't want to pass him like himself, because he knew, I didn't win. I can hold like that in my own kitchen, but I can't pass that for Klal Yisrael. So as long as he was alive, he held like Rabbi Yeshua. Once Rabbi Eliezer died, Rabbi Yeshua said, listen, I know he's a Shamuti, but this is right. So about this issue, we're going to hold like him. So why did they wait for him to die? So, Savar, Avdin and Kavase Bechada, if we hold like him in this one area, Avdin and Kavase Be'achron Yasa, then we're going to hold like him in everything. That's not right. So, Umishon Kvodat Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Matzinan Machinan Lehu. But since Rabbi Eliezer was still alive, we don't want to argue with him. So for his cover, we let it go. Lachar Petrusa Shavuot Eliezer, once he died, Dematzinu Dimachinin Behu, then we could protest. We went back to the halacha that what? We really pass on Rabbi Eliezer here. There are four women that are Dayashaita. We hold like that. When he was alive, he held like Rabbi Yeshua, out of covet or something. Once he died, then Rabbi Yeshua said, we can go back and hold like Rabbi Eliezer now. Why? Because I'm around and the Bez is around, and we're not going to, no one's going to think, oh, we hold like Rabbi Eliezer here, I can hold like Rabbi Eliezer everywhere. No one's going to think that because the Bez is in charge. As long as he was alive, he was alive, so hard to argue with him. Waited for him to die. And now, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halak Rabbi Eliezer Ba'arba. There are four places we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Chada Da'amaran. One was just we just said. One we just said that four women die Shaita. The Idach, the second one, like this. Hamakasha. So the halacha is like this: if a woman sees dam 3 days in a row during an 11-day period, after a nida period, whatever, it's a complicated thing, when a woman becomes a nida, she's a nida for 7 days, then she's tahar. Then there's 11 days of called her yimei ziva. If she sees dam 3 days in a row, then she's becomes a zava gedola, and she has to count 7 clean days. What if she, during those 3 days, has a baby, and she's in labor for 3 days, and she's bleeding for 3 days? So, says Rabbi Eliezer, well, that blood is not from a zava. That's because she's having a baby. So that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Okay? Hamakasha. Hamakasha means she has difficulty, comes from kasha, she has difficulty having a baby. But then, after 3 days, there's a pause. So, kama tifsha, how much time has to be a pause that the blood will become, and then it will become a dam of zava blood, childbirth dam, but zava dam. How much time has to pause? So, Rabbi Eliezer says 24 hours. If there's a pause of 24 hours, no, but no woman does that. You're not in labor for 3 days, and then you have a 24-hour like siesta. That doesn't happen. If it does happen, and then you see dam again, that's zava dam. No, so look at Rashi. Rashi says like this, the Hamakasha. Machmas Vlad. She's having childbirth, she's having a baby. Besoch acharasa yom shebe nida lenida, during the 11-day period. The kashasa shloshi yom in Ritzufin. And she's in labor for 3 days. The chol yom rosa dam. Every day she bled. The kaimalon te eno zava machmas shloshi me koshi. She's not a zava because of these 3 days. litan shivanikim, to require her shivanikim, the carbon, has to bring a carbon. Dechsiv ki yazav zav dama, because it says in the pasuk that she has a flow. V'darshin and v'darshin, b'bnos kusim, later on, dama machmas, dama machmas atzma, has to be a flow by itself. Flow machmas vlad. Not because of a vlad, that doesn't count. V'im shafsa minatzar, and if she had a pause from the pain, sha'amda below tzar, she had no more pain, lachash lo shiyamim, after 3 days, v'yalda, and now she had a baby, nizgale adavar l'mafreya, sholba adam achmas avlad. That didn't have, the baby, the blood wasn't because of the vlad. Because she had a pause of 24 hours, then she had the baby. Who does that? So it wasn't because of the vlad. V'arehi yolad is bezov. That's a zov. V'tzmicha shivanikim, fine, very good. V'alacha kidvarav, says the Gemara. We'll pass on to Rabbi Elazar about this issue. That's number two. Number three, v'edach, number three. Hazava hazava shabbat ku'atzim yom rishon, umatzatar. A zav also has to check himself. Man. Has to check himself exactly? I don't know. Azov and Azov have to check themselves. They have to check themselves 7 days. They check themselves on day one, and they were tar. Then they forgot the rest of the week. V'yom shvi, matzah tar. They checked on day seven, also tar. V'shar yom and lo badku. They didn't check in the middle. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Becheskas Tahira. It's good. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ein lam ela yom rishon v'yom shvi b'vad. No, you only have 2 days. You got to count 5 more days. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein lehem el yom shvi l'vav. You only have 1 day. Day one doesn't count because it's 6 days in the middle. You didn't check. Only day seven counts. V'tanya, and we have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nirin divrei Rabbi Eliezer midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. I think Rabbi Eliezer is more right than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva mikul divrei mikul. Rabbi Akiva is the most right. Av halacha Rabbi Eliezer, but the halacha is Rabbi Eliezer. So this is case number three. V'idach, case number four. Titnan. Okay, this is complicated. Okay, here we go. Now, liquids, a liquid that's tame, cannot make kalim tame. A liquid that's tame cannot make kalim that's tame. Okay? Rule number one. A tame liquid can't make kalim tame. However, there are two liquids that can make kalim tame. Right? What are those two liquids? Those two liquids are the roke, the spit, or the urine of a nida, or a zava. So if I touch a bottle of wine and I'm tame, I make the bottle of wine tame, that wine can't make my cup tame. I pour the wine into a cup, it doesn't make the cup tame. Why not? Because liquids can't make kalim tame. However, if a zava spits at the cup, she will make a tame. So the Rabbana made a gzira. They made a gzira like this. A kli that gets touched by a liquid, only if it gets touched by the back of the kli, it makes the kli tame. But not if it goes inside the kli. That was to differentiate between this liquid that we're making up tuma and a real liquid like spit, which is tame. So to make it, you shouldn't mix them up. There's only xera. That's not xera. Only on the outside. So if the liquid touches the outside of a kli, it makes the kli tame. What if the liquid touches food? Nothing. No tuma. What if the liquid touches the kli, makes at the outside of the kli, it makes the kli tame? Now, what if that kli now touches liquid again? It makes that liquid tame. Okay, but it doesn't make food tame, says Rabbi Eliezer. That's the halach we all like about. So here we go. Tanan achorei kalim, the back of kalim shenitmu b'mashkin that got tame from a tame liquid. Rabbi Eliezer Omer mitamenes hamashkin. It can now make mashkin tamei again, but the impulse is ochlin. It can't make food tamei. Mitamenes hamashkin afilu dechulin. Even chulin mashkin. The impulse is ochlin afilu truma. Even truma won't make pasul. Only by liquids, not by foods. What's the reason for that? The Gemara is going to say in a minute. Because liquids are much, because in order for anything to become tamei, it has to get wet first. So liquids and tuma are much more common to each other. They're much more shaykhs to each other. What?
It's a primer. It's not the
tumah. It's a primer. But since it's a primer, it's much more shayach to tumah. That's what the Gemara is going to say in a minute. Rabbi Shua Omer, Metamen es Hamashkin. Rabbi Shua agrees about the Mashkin part. And he pulls on the Ochlin. And he makes the Ochlin tum pasul. The liquid touches the kli. The kli becomes tummy. The kli can now make food tummy. So we don't hold like that. I'm Rabbi Yeshua Kavachomer. That's Kavachomer. I'm right. Umatful yom. Shem etame mashkin chulin. A tul yom can't make chulin mashkin tame. Why not? Because the chul of tefillin can make any chul in tamei. Nevertheless, posel ochel truma. Posel ochel truma. A tefillin yom is a sheni can render shlishi a truma. That can happen. So achorei kelim. So the back of a keli shenimu mashkin chulin, which can make mashkin chulin tamei. Eino din sheposel ochel truma. So can it make truma tamei? Rabbi Elazar, achorei kelim derabanan tefillin yom daraisa. This is a gzeira derabanan. We can make any rule we want. That's a truma. That's a tefillin yom daraisa. I'm sorry. Oh, tefillin yom daraisa. Rabbanan daraisa. Lo din kal v'chomer. You can't compare apples and oranges. Ubedaraisa ein ochel metame kli. Vein mashke metame kli. Rabbanan hu degazer gzeira mishu mashkin tzav v'zava. We made a gzeira. Mashkin da alulin lekabel tuma gazer berabanan. Mashkin, which are olul. What does olul mean? Very common. Liquids and tumah are very common with each other. We made such a gzeira. Ochlin, the ain alulun lekabel tumah, lo gazri burabanan. We made no such gzeira. Umayishna achorei keli nakat. Second, only the back of a keli made such a gzeira. What kind of gzeira is that? The back of a keli only? Why only the back of
the outside?
The outside. Mishum dekili, because, what's mishum dekili? Because it's more makel. Ditnan, kli shenitma. Me'achorei mashkin, a kli that got tamei from the outside of a keli, achorev tamei tocho ozno yadov tahorin, everything else is tar. Nitma tocho, nitma kulo. But if the inside got tamei, then the whole kli got tamei. Maikamashmalon, shua b'chulu. Okay, you know what, we'll stop here, Maikamashmalon, we really stopped. Okay, we'll stop right here, Maikamashmalon, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.